A generation ago, Spain was a relatively poor country that sent migrant labor to the rest of Europe. Now, Spain is one of the world's top 10 economies and the most popular destination in Europe for illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants who have been in Spain for at least 6 months will be offered an amnesty by the government later this month. Critics say that move has already made Spain even more of a magnet for immigrants. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
The winter sun warms up the Retiro Park in central Madrid. A pair of tots in identical navy blue outfits are racing along a gravel path, and a third one looks like she's about to jump into a bubbling fountain. Doing their best to keep things under control are their Ecuadorian nannies, Ileana and Marisela. The two women are among the multitude of Latin American illegal immigrants who have made it possible for young Spanish mothers to go out and work in Spain's booming economy. We do everything a mother does in her home, says Ileana. We also have to clean and iron and do everything. Authorities estimate that nearly 1 million illegal immigrants are in this country out of a total population of around 40 million. Socialist Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero wants to offer these people a chance to work legally. His government says an amnesty will help illegal immigrants integrate into Spanish society, while the taxes they pay will benefit the Spanish economy. To qualify, immigrants must have a job offer and prove they've already lived in the country for at least 6 months. But not all those who are eligible are enthusiastic. There's a big problem, which is Social Security, Marisela says. Employers don't want to pay Social Security for people who have papers, so we don't know what to do. Marisela works 11 hours a day in two different homes. If she worked legally, she or her employer would have to come up with $160 a month, or about a sixth of her total income, for Social Security payments. And then there's income tax on top of that. There are also those who say the government solution is just making things worse. Ángeles Muñoz of the opposition Popular Party says the amnesty has triggered a surge of immigration even before it's gone into effect.
It's already possible to see how we're getting a very significant number of immigrants. They're crossing the Pyrenees and arriving at our airports, people who are trying elsewhere in Europe but think they have a better chance of getting papers here.
The Popular Party legalized hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants when it was in power several years ago. But Muñoz says things are different now.
Spain now does not have the economic conditions to handle a massive regularization process like the one this government wants to do.
Immigration expert Ricard Sandel of the Elcano Royal Institute in Madrid disagrees. He says that for the time being, the Spanish economy is creating enough jobs to handle the influx. Sandel believes the amnesty can only be a short-term solution.
The problem will emerge the day that when you have more immigrants than you have possibility to absorb that immigration community. I don't think that we have reached that level yet.
He says people will continue coming to Europe because there are jobs available for them. Sandel argues that European governments need to establish a regular legal route for these economic immigrants. Because at the moment, he says, the only way for them to get into Europe is by illegal means. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.